You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. The City of Syracuse Innovation Team is looking for input from residents about challenges with and ways to improve housing stability in their neighborhoods. WAER Scott Willis reports the first of three ideation sessions will be held on Thursday at the Westcott Community Center.
Housing stability is the I-Team's priority area for 2018, and Director Adria Finch says the team comes to the table already knowing what's causing instability. There's transiency. Data show about a quarter of the city's population moves every year. Many of them might be due to evictions, roughly 10,000 annually. She says finding out why is key.
Is the eviction related to income? Is the eviction related to high utility costs? Is it related to perhaps housing quality, or is there a retaliatory eviction?
Break it down further, and Finch says you might see challenges facing landlords and homeowners.
We have a housing quality problem here in Syracuse, so sometimes it's too expensive to fix a property up, and so that's a problem, and that requires people to move because there's a problem with the windows or there's a problem with lead paint.
She hopes residents turn out to brainstorm ideas, maybe those who've had to move because of eviction, housing quality, crime, or other reasons. Finch says they'll set up different stations so residents can engage in activities and conversation in a more interactive and productive way. She says some suggestions might be more regionalized depending on the neighborhood, but suspects there will be common themes. Finch says the I-Team is looking into making information they already have more digestible.
They don't know where the good places to live are. They don't know where they can live where there aren't code violations or where there's not a history of eviction. And so is there a way for us to publish that information? And actually on the open data portal, DataQuse, we already have this data set that shows all the properties with code violations, I think, since 2012.
Tonight's first meeting will be held at the Westcott Community Center from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, waer.org.